Recording in progress.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here this evening. We'll get started. We have Coach Tommy Wielden Jr. with us this evening to answer your questions post-match with Cavalry against York United. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone of our rules here for these press conferences. Please keep yourself muted unless you're called upon to ask a question. Please use the hand raise icon if you have a question for us. We do have enough time to answer one question from everyone and a follow-up. With time allowing, we may have time for a second round of questions. And with that, we'll get started. Todd, I saw your hand go up first. You can go ahead and start us off.
Hey, Coach, are you feeling a snake bit?
Yeah, do you know, I wasn't for bad luck, but I have no luck in front of the net, right? So it's just one of those age-old things. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and but at least we're taking them. I mean, yeah, I think we're just starting to second-guess, take an extra touch. I think when you've got attackers that are on song, they're potent, right? One-touch finishes. I mean, I used the Carlo Ancelotti quote to our strikers. We talked to Dominic Calvert-Lewin. He's coached some of the best strikers in the world, and he said, listen, most of the goals are scored with one-touch finishes, and you can tell that when we're taking extra touch, we're wanting to be perfect. We probably just need someone to go off the backside or get us running again, a little bit like what we had in the first couple of games.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Todd. Charlie, you can go ahead next.
Hey, Tommy. It looked like, I don't know, a bit of a chippier one out there. With some of the tackles and you know, the yellow cards and whatnot. Just what did you make of maybe the tempo of the game?
And it was chaotic. We didn't think it was evenly officiated, just in terms of consistency. We're okay with a chippy affair as long as there's consistency. There didn't seem to be, in our opinion. So we had to talk at halftime about, listen, just keep playing our way and let the ball do the talking. And I thought second half we did. We got out of the chaos. We started playing around them. We started playing through them. We started creating chances. I've just seen the replay back on Mo Farsi. It's a penalty. You know, these are the little things that, you know, when you're on top and you're full of confidence, they start falling for you. So, you know, it's, we've just got to keep moving forward.
Fair enough. Maybe just to expand on the first question a little bit, Anthony Novak, I mean, I think he's doing a lot of things right. Before the finishing, he was dropping deep quite a lot today, and you know, he had the chances. Just what do you say to a player when maybe they're not going in for them, just to maybe stop them from getting in their own head?
Yeah, do you know what? I think he's taken that extra touch. He's one of them ways he's wanting it to be perfect. And I think if you look at him in the first couple of seasons, he's instinctive, and that's what we like about him. But sometimes, here's the thing, you know, we use this age-old one, it's 286 days between games. And your instincts need to be sharpened. And when you're tired and you're forever on this hamster wheel, we're asking a lot of these guys. It's not just ours. You know, we watched Pacific and Halifax. It was a terrific game last night. Same sort of thing where, you know, the guys are just getting there and they're exhausted and it's just not falling for them. So we're asking a lot. We're going to keep giving as good as we can. Things will be a lot different when we're back home at Spruce Meadows on the grass on a nicer pitch. You know, that turf's hard as hell and it's bouncing everywhere. So the lads are just losing that little bit of instinct, that's all.
Thank you so much, Tommy.
Thank you, Charlie. Stuart, you can go ahead next.
Hi, Tommy. 2 points from a possible 12. Is there any worry that these points could become important later on at the end of the season, or how do you force yourself not to think that way right now?
Quite easily, because we've won every table going in the regular season and got nothing to show for it. So really, actually, this is probably doing us a favour, where if we finish in fourth place, nobody will remember. It's how we, you know, finish in the playoffs. So for us, getting enough points here, trying not to get everybody injured, trying to find a little bit of pattern. We're playing 8 away games to start this tournament. We haven't played at Spruce Meadows since 2019. There's a lot of factors here that, you know, we need to be taking into consideration. But 2 from possible 12, I mean, like I said, we won 7 in a row in our first games of season 2019. Did us no favours whatsoever other than we were guaranteed the final. So, we'll continue to put points on the board as best as we can. These are good challenges, and it'll make us harden for the playoffs.
Cheers. Thanks, Tommy.
Made you just unmute there.
Sorry, Brandon, go ahead.
Thanks, Paige. Hi, Tommy. Just wanted your thoughts on, the 1 point, but also the clean sheet tonight.
Yeah, I mean, clean sheet's good. These you're seeing right now the parity and performance paradox. The parity in that every team is that much better. The performance paradox is you're forever in that 2 day loop where right now we've got to go in, recover, refresh, back in the hotel, can't escape from it. Then the next day is prep and looking at video. It's just that, you know, I said, COVID's brought on a lot of hamster wheel for everybody. So for us, having that games has been escaped. Clean sheet is good because what it's done is we solved one thing about stopping the counter attack because York are very dynamic in that. They got great luck. We nullified that. So we're happy in that. We're happy with our second half performance. Once the goals come, you know, we'll be what we're worried about. You'll see this with a lot of games now. Other than Valor, everybody's just dropping points, taking them off each other. So we're still within the mix. There's no worry. We'll play the long game.
And then follow up to that, especially with that, the changes for the second half in terms of tactics, especially looking forward to the future, do you think with Joe Mason coming into the side as well, not necessarily immediately, but with him in the picture as well, whether good times may be coming ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to be cautious. Listen, we'd love to play our best 11 in our mind. We told everyone at the start of this, they'll all get an opportunity to make a claim for it. We've got 22 starting players. They'll get their time. Everybody's at different stages. So, you know, Sergio Camargo, we were managing his stages coming through, and then he's had a setback. Ollie was on his return after the devastating broken leg, has had a setback. Joe Mason has come from England. You know, he's in the off-season. We wanted to get him a 4 week. These guys that can play as a creative 10. Right now, we've got our creativity is coming from our wide areas, which is great. But when you have central, it's that missing link between connecting between whether it's Selemani and Novak. I can't fault the lads because we're playing some terrific football. And if we're picking up 1-0 wins here, we get a penalty there, or Ali Moussa's free kick goes in, or the cutback from Richard Luca gets in, or Dan Klomp's header goes in, we're suddenly saying, oh, we're back to our best. We feel performance and our KPIs, we're playing as good a football as we have done. We're just missing that putting them away.
Awesome. Thanks, Tommy. Good luck for next match.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon. Anthony, you can go ahead.
Hey, Tommy. I just wanted to see if you could give a comment on Nick Leatherwood's performance. He seemed to be everywhere, getting into people's faces, popping up in the box. What do you think of the captain's performance tonight?
I thought he gave us our edge back. I think the last game was probably the one where we looked at it and went, it wasn't cavalry football where we're on the front foot, we're attacking teams, we're in their face, we're upsetting them, stopping the counters. And he led from the front. I mean, we took him off there near the edge because he'd done this over his game load. And again, caution, we would rather have Nick for 70, 75 minutes and ready to play the next game than lose him after, you know, for 4 to 6 weeks with a muscle strain. I thought he was terrific. And then I thought Joe DiChiara coming in, he stepped up the game. I thought he was terrific. Victor Latori. But for me, the really pleasing one, Richard Luca is that entertaining player that keeps playing, keeps getting people into opportunities. And I said, once we start scoring, they'll open the floodgates.
As you mentioned there, Richard Luca, how are you trying to manage his game time? Because like he seems to be the game changer for you. Like, I mean, every time he gets the ball, there's an excitement. He looks like he's going to do something for you. Like, how do you make that balance between like not taking him off and keeping him on to get that goal?
Yeah, he's smashing. Again, it's preservation right now. We're still in what we call that pre-season with points. We're picking up as many as we can. We've got to be preserve energy. So for him, he's been brilliant. He hasn't played for almost 2 years. That's the sad thing. Ali Moussa, very similar, 18 months, and the list could go on. So we've got to take that into account. All we've got to do is we want to finish in the top four by the end of the season and then judge us in the playoffs. Because like I said, once you're in the final, it's... Everyone says, right, that's a successful season. We don't take into account how many points are won to get there. So we've changed our thinking this year.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. We'll wrap with our final question from Moses. Go ahead.
Thanks, Paige. Hi, Tommy. Hopefully things have been well in terms of weather-wise for you guys out in Winnipeg.
Well, at the stadium, yes. At training, yes. In the hotel, air conditioning.
Well, you know, that doesn't hurt. ACs are definitely something you'll need, especially nowadays. But you're just going to talk about matters on the pitch. You may have mentioned this before. It just kind of came in a little bit late, but just in regards to, you know, obviously the goalless drought. You know, I don't think there. It doesn't seem like, at least today, compared to the game against Ottawa, even though the goals didn't come, the opportunities were there and aplenty. Was that something where, you know, there's been a switch now, perhaps with either the coaching staff or you've seen from the players saying, you know what, we're just, you know, half a centimeter away, or, you know, just one thing going our way, and not really being discouraged in the end?
Yeah, and that's what we've got to do. It's hard when you're in this loop, right? Like I said, it's not as if we can then go back to our homes and escape from it a little bit and then go back to training and see each other again. We can't get away from each other, so then that compounds just the situation we're in. But at the end of the day, you take the Forge and the Ottawa game out. In Ottawa, we had some good performance. They've caught us on the counter-attack, and then I'd rather see us going for an equaliser than just accepting the 1-0. We didn't, and it cost us a second goal. But I'd rather that fight, because that's how we play and that's how we learn. But we can't buy them a goal. We can't really train too much tomorrow. We're going to do a ton of video again about these are the right areas we're getting in. We can just keep encouraging them. It's going to come down to now the players to just put it in the back of the net and make that net bulge. And we firmly believe we've got the right players. Finish it, finish strong. And then, like I said, judges at the end. Once we're in playoffs and we've got rhythm and we're playing at home, we'll be a different team. Right now, it's just a tough, long road trip, but it's only two games away from being done.
And finally, I know, Tommy, you love to use sports analogies when it comes to adversity or dealing with certain situations. I'm thinking boxing right now. What round are we in, and how are you kind of seeing this play out, this little stretch here in Winnipeg?
Yeah, we're going round after round without a knockout punch. I think that's the only thing. We've just got to get our knockout punch right. And I said, no excuses. We're now creating the chances. We're now looking at threat on set plays as well. For me, like I said, you just need that little bit of luck. Dan Klomp's header goes in at the end. We're celebrating a win, and what a great performance. You know, referee gives the penalty. We're saying, yeah, you know what? We've earned it because we played through and we're in dangerous areas. It'll fall for us. You know, the game's all about luck as well, and you just got to keep earning it. So for us, we'll keep moving forward. We'll keep encouraging the guys. They've not quit. They're not doing anything otherwise, and we'll be there in the end, I promise you.
Great. Thank you, Moses. We do have time for one final question. John, you can go ahead, and this will wrap us up.
Thanks, Paige, for letting me sneak one in. Tommy, you talked about being back in home markets. I just wanted to ask, yesterday saw the Eddies launch an email blast that implied there was a Canadian championship match against Cavalry on August 15th. I know you probably can't touch on that particular possibility, but are you expecting a 2021 Canadian championship to take place this year in a relatively normal structure?
Hey, you just broke the news to me. Are we home or away against this Edmonton team, John?
Apparently away, according to the image from there.
Well, why are we away?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Last time we played this. I want answers. If they're putting us away at Clark Stadium, having been away here, where's the advantage in that? We got to the semifinals in 2019, and we haven't played in 2020.
Yeah, I think we're all a bit in the dark there. I just wanted to see if you had any comment on it.
My comment is, A, thanks for telling me the news, and B, why are we playing away when we should have been higher seeded? Because here's the thing, in 2019, when we won the spring season, we should have gone to CONCACAF and didn't get
Thanks, Tommy. We'll move on. Thank you very much for your question, John.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for joining us and taking our questions this evening, Tommy. Hi, Elliot. Thank you for joining us. You're on mute. You're going to have to unmute yourself.
Hi, there you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. Same rules apply. Everyone, please use the hand raise icon if you have a question for Elliot here. And with that, we'll kick things off with Charlie. You can start us off.
Thanks, Paige. Hey, Elliot. Just what did you maybe make of the tempo there? It looked like kind of a, you know, a chippy one. I think Tommy used the word chaotic.
Yeah, I would agree. First half, I think it was very chaotic, which didn't suit us. But I think, you know, the last 20 minutes of the game, we started, you know, playing and we got into some very dangerous areas. And I think that's just what we got to, you know, sort of get out of that chaotic mode and start, you know, maybe relaxing on the ball and sort of trusting each other and get playing, because that's when we look at our best.
As you said, you guys did kind of, you know, grow into it and have a lot more chances toward the end. So do you come out of that game frustrated or feeling pretty good that it's going to come soon?
I think, you know, sort of our culture would definitely come out of it, you know, frustrated that we didn't come away with, you know, 3 points, because we're always looking to win games. But you know, I think it's, in, especially in this bubble, it's very, you know, you can get down very quick. But, you know, we have a game in, I think, 2-3 days. So it's, you know, I've got to sort of push it, put it down and put it to bed and move on to the next game. And, you know, take some positive, like a clean sheet. It's the second one of the bubble. So, you know, I think we've got to take little positives and, you know, just, you know, keep on, you know, everyone positive and trust the process. It's coming. You know, we can see it's starting, bits starting to come together. It's a new group, so I think we just have to be patient and, you know, start punishing teams when the chances come.
Thanks, Elliot.
Thank you, Charlie. We'll take final call for questions if anyone has a question for Elliot before we let him go. Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, Elliot. I was just wondering, like, from a player's perspective, how are you finding, like, this level of intensity, like, short space between games? Are you feeling, like, knocks, or how are you feeling yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of mixed emotions because, you know, the off-season was so long. So, you know, I think everyone, you know, across the whole league is buzzing to be back playing football because, you know, that's what everyone loves to do. But, yeah, it is tough, the schedule, because, you know, we're sort of playing within 48 hours, you know, playing a full 90-minute game. It's tough on the body, picking up little knocks. And then, you know, going again at a very sort of intense level. It's hot outside, so there's a lot of factors that you can't control. But yeah, it's tough as well, like being in a bubble. It's, you know, you can kind of get caught up a bit, you know, mentally. Yeah, it's tough, but I think, you know, we got to look past it, be happy to be back playing and try and get positive results.
Thanks. Great game.
Thank you. Great. Thank you very much, Anthony. With that, it looks like there are no further questions. So, Elliot, thank you so much for... Oh, Robin, we'll sneak you in. Yeah. This is our final question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wondered, as a player, we heard from Tommy about not scoring in 4 games, but you as a player, a midfielder, is there any discouragement from not being able to score?
No, I think it's... You know, we just got to keep trusting the teammates around us. There's plenty of, you know, quality in the team. You know, we're getting in the good areas, which is, you know, a positive to take. It's not like we're, you know, not getting in those areas. So I think we just have to be patient, you know, keep working and training, keep sort of making the passes and the passes that we're practicing, and, you know, a bit of momentum, a bit of luck on a day, we score a few, and then from there, the ball's rolling.
All right. Thanks and good luck.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Robin. Thank you very much, Elliot, for joining us tonight. We'll let you go and pass along my best to the rest of the team. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
All right. That concludes Cavalry's portion of the post-match press conference. I'll turn it over to York United now. Thank you, everyone.